Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, game one in the books. What's good? We welcome you in here. This is the Friday, June 6th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
Kenny Caraway's not here.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Plus.
What are you doing with him?
Man,
he's got the belt. I've been trying to tell people, but yeah, SGA.
Man, that boy is bad. Woohoo! Man, I was so happy. Big thanks to Matt George and Kevin John for having us on the post game. Because if I would have had to wait until 12 o'clock, if I would have had to have waited until this exact moment to talk about Tyrese in that game for the first time, I would have been devastated. I was so happy I got to share in that moment with my broadcast brothers. I was so happy Katie was there. She was filming the whole thing. If you saw the video on IG, that is our reaction to Tyrese's shot going in at the end of that game. The Thunder led that game for 47 minutes and 59.7 seconds. That math doesn't work. 47 minutes. Y'all know what I'm saying. That was phenomenal. And it was that every single thing that we talked about all week, everything transpired yesterday. All of the different little key talking points everybody talked about. What's OKC been doing all year? They've been swarming. What's OKC been doing? They're up two. All of a sudden, they're up five. Ooh, opponent looks a little shaky. All of a sudden, that two-point lead, that five-point lead, all of a sudden, it's 17. In some cases, it's 27. And the game's over. Whether that happens in the first quarter, which we saw, whether it happens in the second quarter, which we saw, whether it happens in the third or the fourth, all of which we saw. You knew the game was over. Now, for the Pacers, what have they done all playoffs? I don't know why. I don't know how. 10 points down, fourth quarter. It's good. Oh, low run. Ooh, low run. Oh, Oh, games with it's a one possession game. Then all of a sudden, you have a situation where the game is coming to a conclusion, and Tyrese Halliburton has the ball in his hands, and for the fourth straight series, that man hits the game-winning shot. The difference in yesterday's game, and there is so much to break down, man. I'm so excited to talk about this game again. The difference between the two teams are the Thunder, they started to show those signs. It happened at the end of the first half. That 7-point lead went to 10, it went to 12, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, it is happening right now. Miles Turner hits a three, or someone hits a basket, and all right, slow down, one stop. Oh, Pacers hit another basket, and they're able to slow that run down. It happened three different times. I said last night, I think the Pacers hit like five game-saving threes last night. Some were in the second quarter, some were in the third quarter. There was a whole bunch of them in the fourth quarter. It didn't look like they were going to be able to get over that hump. It didn't look like OKC was going to ever kind of hit that switch and blow them out. But it didn't look like Indiana was going to be able to overcome that final deficit they had. Kept chipping away. Stop. OKC was, I'll say they were terrible. They weren't good inside the arc. Like, I think they were like 40-something percent on 2-point field goals. Neither team was great at the basket either. But the Pacers did a masterful job, and Tyrese said this last night to Scott Van Pelt. He went through multiple voice changes in that interview with Scott Van Pelt, though. We might need to find that clip and run it, man. It's a classic. Walk them down. 15 becomes 10, 10 becomes 5, 5 becomes 0. Take the lead from there. That team and that leader, Tyrese Halliburton, is so composed. They are so aware. The fact that this team, I was headed out to the ABC 10 studios yesterday, and the story of the first half was very, very clear. Story of the first half was 19 turnovers from the Indiana Pacers. It was just possession after possession after possession that they were given the Oklahoma City Thunder. Possession after possession after possession. The flip side to that, though, is the Thunder weren't able to capitalize off those turnovers. You go 19 first half turnovers. It was so bad. Tessie and PJ Carlissimo was doing the halftime show talking about, I know this sounds strange, but the Pacers just turned the ball over again. And they weren't trying to be funny. They weren't trying to make a joke. My man said the NBA found a turnover that wasn't counted, so the 19 turnovers was actually 20 turnovers. No, it was 20 team turnovers. But that only led to 9 points. You look back at that Minnesota series. Oh, you look back at any series in this playoffs. You look back on the story of the season. And points off turnovers, Thunder opponents, death. But they weren't able to do it last night. And that's one of those things we were talking about where OKC is phenomenal on defense. Indiana is, and their defense last night was swarming. Their defense last night was nasty. But Indiana's was just good enough. They were just good enough to come up in key moments of the game. And they did it time and time and time again. And this is, it's a 15-point fourth quarter comeback, tied for the most ever in an NBA Finals. I think if I remember the stat correctly, one of the other ones was a Rick Carlisle-led Dallas Mavericks team. And the other one, I think, was it was like Chicago and Utah or something like that. And this game felt like, in the first quarter, the first half, it felt like it was tracking towards a really low-scoring game. And as I'm watching that, I'm trying to figure out who that benefits. Does a low scoring game, because it was you know, close. I mean, it kind of hovered around the 10 point marker. It felt like for an eternity, but 10 points is that's close. And I kept trying to figure out. I don't know who this benefits. I don't know if it benefits Oklahoma City. I don't know if it benefits Indiana. And as I'm sitting there watching it, I kind of started leaning towards Indiana, thinking, all right, if this is a low-scoring game, Indiana goes on one of those runs, they're good. Then I talked myself out of it and said, no, wait a minute, if this is a low-scoring game and it's close and Oklahoma City goes on one of those runs, then it's a wrap. Both of these teams have the ability to score in bunches. They have the ability to score a lot of points very, very quickly. They play with pace. Their defense can end possessions quickly. And they immediately get the ball down the court. There were so many times in the fourth quarter. There were so many times in the final minutes of the fourth quarter where I'm just sitting there with those guys at the ABC 10 studio. Like, it's over, man. This is a good run. It's a good run, Pacers. I'm starting to plan like what I'm going to say here about what the Pacers need to do in game two. Thinking they don't. It's not wholesale changes here. Protect the ball, one, which they did in the second half. That's the other thing. You know, whether it's 19 turnovers, 20 turnovers, whatever it was in the first half, it wound up ending at 25. 25 turnovers close again. That's 5 second half turnovers. 5 second half turnovers. OKC 2 points off of those. All of those turnovers, they didn't make the Indiana Pacers pay for. This team is gutty, man, and I have become such a huge fan of Tyrese Halliburton. I think I was a fan of Ty's before, but I think I was on the De'Aaron Fox side of the discussion, and we outlined this yesterday for those that have missed it. Like, De'Aaron and Tyrese, they were linked together more than Domantas Sabonis and Tyrese Halliburton are linked together, despite the fact those were the two involved in the trade. But however you want to link all of these different individuals, it doesn't really matter. I thought De'Aaron was a better basketball player when they made the trade. I thought De'Aaron Fox was going to be a better basketball player. And every single thing that Tyrese Halliburton has done this postseason, and I'm speaking exclusively about the postseason, are things that I didn't think he was going to do. When we talked about Ty as a player, when we talked about Ty post-trade, when we talked about Ty after his initial, 4 or 5 month stretch or whatever it was in Indiana after the trade, it's like Ty's really good. He might be the purest young point guard in the league. He might, in the next, 4 to 5 years, be the purest point guard in the league. He'll be the guy we're talking about along the lines of a Chris Ball, a pure point guard. But is he ever going to be able to get you buckets when you need him? Is he ever going to be able to rally his team and pull them together and get them to react in a game that they have to win? And the answer emphatically is yes. He has done it time and time and time again after this in this postseason.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ty was bad last night. He was passive. He wasn't what I expected from him night one. Now, Oklahoma City deserves a lot of credit for that. Oklahoma City deserves a ton of credit for that. But Ty wasn't super efficient. They were leaving him for that three ball. He was taking it. And it didn't matter. None of it mattered. Because when the moment got bigger, Tyrese stepped up. Kyle Madsen of the Insiders joins us. We're going to talk a lot more about Game 1. We got a full show for you today. Obviously, KC is out, but I'm thrilled that you're here. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us for his weekly visit. Man, Will Z going to join us to talk a little Kings basketball in the 3 o'clock hour. Phone lines are open for you if you want to talk to Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Kyle Madsen of the Insiders, kind enough to step back here in the studio for a little bit and talk with us as we continue to recap a fantastic start to the NBA Finals. I'd be lying if I said I thought every game would be like that this series, but that game was along what I hoped this series would be, a competitive four-quarter fight, which regardless of Ty's shot drops or not, that's what that game was, because that's like those two teams, you know, those two teams, particularly those two coaches, have done a great job at making adjustments. I'll be really curious to see what Mark Daigneault does in game two, given that he made a change in game one.
Mm-hmm.
They went small. They ran a lot of small ball yesterday, which I was a little bit surprised by. I assume it was to keep pace with the Pacers.
Sure.
But I didn't expect them to make a change. I kind of thought they would force the Pacers to play a little more like them rather than playing a little bit more like the Pacers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, a fantastic start to the season.
It just feels like Oklahoma City is so interchangeable with so many different ways they can – it's not like they stick to the same seven players or eight players.
Yeah.
And then last night they threw in a guy in Cason Wallace into the starting lineup who never plays. Like, no, they just tried something a little different.
Yeah.
I think that's why you saw Chet not play as much.
Yeah, 23 minutes for Chet last night, 17 for Isaiah.
Yeah, I think we're just going to see this all series where it's just Oklahoma City, because I don't know how many buttons Indiana can push in terms of playing
Sure.
guys who didn't play as much, playing them more.
Yeah, they are who they are.
Yeah, right. But a good example is, and I was harping on this quite a bit, A.J. Mitchell played 4 minutes in the first half last night. He played 6 minutes combined in the first half of their first 16 playoff games.
Oh, man.
And most of his minutes were like garbage time. And I think there was a game he played 2.5 minutes in the first half of a game that they won or lost by a bunch. I forget, but it was a blowout either way. He played significant minutes in the first half of game one of the finals. Played four minutes. Played more minutes than he had to any point. And so I think last night was more the Thunder throwing different things at the wall and seeing what worked. And I expect him to be better in game two. And I expect him to win game two by quite a bit. But man, last
now
night
that's what happened in the Denver series, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
Denver wins game one.
Mm-hmm.
OKC goes crazy.
I think they're both really good. James and I called them the two best teams in the league, and not just because they're here, but it's just like, man, it's kind of bearing itself out over the course of these playoffs.
Yeah.
So I expect Oklahoma City to be better in game two.
But I expect Indiana to be better in game two. Like they had they had a historically awful first half.
Yeah, turnover wise for sure.
Like,
but they only give up 11 points off turnovers.
It's crazy. Like
if they commit 25 turnovers again, I don't think the Thunder are only scoring 11 points.
No, I don't think so either. But that I also don't think they're committing 25 turnovers again.
Yeah, they're season high. Crazy.
But you know, you break this down a little bit further. You had 20 in the first and 5 in the second.
Yeah, right.
Like that was the fact that they were the game, the first half. You know, having, you know, heard part of it on the radio, it felt like the Pacers were getting blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it absolutely felt that way because they were consistently down 10. And then you're listening and you're just, oh, the Pacers turned the ball over again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Pacers just set a record for most turnovers. And it's like, God, how many? Like, is this a 20-point game? And then, you know, PJ Carlissimo, like, yeah, it's. 10-point game heading into the commercial break. It's like, oh, wow, okay.
I was, not to brag, but I was at my parents' house watering their plants.
Some
gardening.
Wow, that's a flex.
Yeah, so big deal over here.
Also, but your parents are awesome. So.
They're great. So I was doing some yard work for them, and I had the game on the just streaming, like, in my... So I had it on. I was listening to it just like you. And I had the same deal. As I'm going around, I'm going, oh, okay. So Thunder must be up 25. Just by the way this sounds. And then I get inside and I look, it's like an 8-point game. I was like,
right.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, did they go on some run? Nope.
Nope.
I saw somebody describe it online as Indiana overstays their welcome. And that's a perfect way to describe the Pacers. They're a team that you're going, okay, all right, hey, it's time to go. And they're like, actually, you know what? Can I get a glass of water? Where's your bathroom?
Yeah.
And they're just around, and then all of a sudden, Tyrese Halliburton has the ball with 10 seconds left. And was there any doubt in anyone's mind he was making that?
It's not in the room I was in.
No.
Oh,
he's pulling up from wherever.
Like, when that shot came, it was like, give the man the ball. Give him the ball.
Yep.
And then whatever happens, and all I'm thinking in my head is, he's not passing it.
Nope.
He has not been good. This is going to be his moment.
Yep.
And the shot that he took, his feet do this weird, like, little, like, pop-pop thing. And it's like, oh, come on, man. That shot didn't even look pretty. But it goes in, crowd silences. And then you know you're led through the next 5 minutes of like, all right, there's 0.3. Like, come on, man, stop.
I know. Now you don't. You do have time to get a shot off.
I hate this. Just get it over with.
Oh, it's just
it's fine.
Yeah, they're gonna throw something at the rim. It's not gonna go in. And let's move on. Under 0.4. I'm sorry, under 0.5. The game should be over.
I'm with that.
Can we just? All right. Hey, you did it.
That's funny. Katie had the same idea yesterday.
That's it.
Like, she was like, just say the game's over. Like, what's going to happen here? Just everybody just walk off. It's over.
When in the NFL, team gets in victory formation, ball game. Mm. Like, we don't need to watch them kneel down 3 times.
Yeah.
The game's over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm all for that. I've always hated victory formation. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Just opposing coach goes, we're in a victory formation. You good with that? You guys good? Okay, we're done then.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
Just throw up a little white flag if you want to. You got a red flag and you just throw out a white one. It's over. It's over. Of course, some coach will get pissed in the first quarter and pull out his white flag and blow it, and then it'll be like, oh, great. Great. All right. Hopefully it's Mike Tomlin.
Kyle Shanahan would do that.
I was going to say Bill Belichick would do it, but he's occupied elsewhere moving forward. I'm out on the game two blowout, by the way. That seems to be a prevailing thought.
No, you're going to be right. I'm just wrong about everything in this series. So,
you did have...
I had a sweep. Okay. Yeah, a little sweep. That's fine. You know what? Hey, do you know the funniest part about that? Not only did they... And I acknowledged. I'm doing this a little bit because it was just the first thought in my head. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of clanged. I'm like, man, there's been 9 final sweeps ever. And man, if that was going to happen, like, this might be the year. And then you start listening to smarter people than me talk about the series. I'm like, man, they might sweep these dudes. And no, but Indiana's good. Even Minnesota got a game against them. Like that. But then you start hearing everybody pick OKC in 5 or 6. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to be a coward. I'm not backing off my original take.
And I feel like that's what everybody's doing. Everybody wants Oklahoma City to win. Yeah. Or everybody is picking Oklahoma mm-hmm. City to win, but they won't. Like, I was listening to Anthony Slater this morning, mm-hmm. and Ant was talking about, you know, I originally had OKC in 5. So this really just kind of changes it a game mm-hmm. for me. So I'll have OKC in 6 now. And I'm just so there's probably few people in the game who know mm-hmm. The Thunder as well as Anthony Slater does.
Sure.
Or any incarnation of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. Anthony Slater knows them really well. And I'm not questioning how good this Oklahoma City Thunder team is at all. I'm just wondering why no one really buys the Indiana Pacers. Now, it could be, it's not that they don't buy the Indiana Pacers, it's that they're all in on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
But, Kevin and KC both last night were like, oh, that meltdown by the Oklahoma City Thunder at the end of the game, that was not a meltdown by the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is what Indiana does, and they deserve credit for it.
Yeah, and that was the big, that was my greater takeaway is my whole thing this entire playoffs was, all right, I got to see it from Indiana. Mm-hmm. They're good. Like, I'm not saying that it's fluky that they're here, but I got to see it before I'm really buying them as a title contender. And then they go to the conference finals again. They beat the Knicks in 6 games. Now they're in the finals. They take game 1 of 5. It's like, what? I've seen it now. Mm-hmm. I've seen everything I need to see from the Pacers. They're a title contender going into next year, barring something crazy in the offseason or in this series, like injury-wise or whatever. So I've seen it from them. I still think Oklahoma City is probably better and probably still wins the series. But I don't think I'm off the idea that, like, oh, okay, well, they didn't sweep them, but they're going to win the next 4. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I don't think they're going to. This is going to be a series that's super long. And after watching, because I specifically said, I don't think Indiana is going to be able to live on the edge the way they have this entire playoffs. I don't think if they're down 10 with or 9 with 2:52 to go, that they're going to be able to complete that comeback against this Oklahoma City team. And then they just did it. And they did it to your point. What Kevin and KC were saying last night on ABC 10 that oh, is this meltdown? It wasn't. There was nothing that happened. It wasn't, wow, okay, Aaron Nesmith went 6 for 6 in a 2-minute stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, like, no, they just out executed defensively, yeah. Offensively. They found good shots. It wasn't a ton of tough shot making. No, man. Obi Toppin open in corner 3. Like, I'm taking that. Aaron Nesmith open corner 3. I'm taking that shot. Mm-hmm. And then on the other end, they were forcing Oklahoma City into some really, really tough looks.
Yeah, Nembhard made those final few minutes really difficult for SGA.
Yes.
And that's really difficult to do. Yeah. he made things tough for SGA. And I kept saying, I felt like such an idiot, but I kept saying every time the Thunder went to the free throw line, I was like, well, you don't want them fouling, but I guess the only good thing, if they're going to score, they're scoring with the clock stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that came into play.
Mm-hmm.
And just such a fun way to start this series.
Have you, when was the last time, I know you don't, you're, it's a little bit different for you with your fandom, but I can't remember the last time I had this much fun watching a team that wasn't one of my favorite teams.
Mm. Yeah.
I just love watching the Pacers play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most games, Shea hits the free throws to make it 9. I think it was 2:52 left. Most mm-hmm. games, I'm like, all right, this one's probably over. I'll have it on, but I'm going to go do something else. I'll keep an ear out in case Mike Breen gets loud. But no, this, I'm like, all right, well, 9-point game. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, 3 stop, 3 up, yep. 3-point game.
I mean, they just hit the most timely shots. I said they hit like 5 game-saving threes last night or 5 game-saving shots at various points, whether it was – yeah, the amount of times I said, you have to score here.
Yep.
They would get a stop. They got a stop on a couple of straight possessions and didn't score. It's like you get the second straight stop. You escaped. Is that you have to score here
mm-hmm.
every single time they did. and like Nembhard on the defensive end against SGA was terrific. Pascal's offensive rebound, they got the game, which it felt like it wasn't. It felt like it was the only damn basket they scored at the rim all night.
Yeah.
They kept, we're going to the basket, we're going to the basket. The one where Lou Dort just perfect verticality and blocked. It's like, oh.
I have never seen anything
like
that.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop driving to the basket. Yeah. Find a different way to do this. And shout out Tyrese. He did. He was like, ah, I'm not going to do that. I'll just pull up DeMar DeRozan style from right here. Pop. That was get a little sick. Win.
That was amazing.
Go off 1-0, man.
The reason I think game two is Oklahoma City's by more than a couple points is not about Indiana or Oklahoma City. It's the finals, and Oklahoma City's at home, and there's desperation. There's like the human element just kind of comes in. This could be almost any two teams, and I would think the home team was going to win game two handily or comfortably.
So let's run it back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oklahoma City's way better than the Knicks.
I don't disagree, but what did you think going into game two of that series after Tyrese's shot hits the top of Madison Square Garden and drops in?
I thought that the Knicks were toast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. I was in the camp.
There was only two directions you could go with what you thought game two was going
to
be.
It's like, and that's that's what I'm interested to see from Oklahoma City, because like you said, that wasn't a collapse. The Knicks collapsed.
Sure.
The Knicks just fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron Nesmith hits all those crazy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a like punch in the face, punch in the gut, a kick below the belt type of loss, where my thought was, and this is not a Kyle Madsen original. I was in the camp. They went, hey, there's no recovering from that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming back from this. You might win a couple games in this series. You're not winning this series anymore. I don't know that last night was that, but man, game one of the finals, a lot of these guys have never been there before. And I know that's the same thing for Indiana, but like Pascal Siakam's there. He's one of their best two players, and he's won a title before.
Yeah.
Chet Holmgren, I don't know that Chet Holmgren mentally ever gets back into the series after like, man, I got played off the court in game one.
Like, you think that's what happened? I didn't look at it that way.
How did you look at it?
I thought that was Mark Dagnall's strategy. I thought Mark Dagnall purposely went small. I need to watch more ball. I might need to run that tape back because I did not.
I mean, I don't. The way I viewed it was, oh, Chet just can't hang in this game.
Okay. He wasn't good. I mean, there's whatever Mark Dagnall's intention was. Chet wasn't great last night.
Right. So I'm giving Oklahoma City the benefit of the doubt and going, okay, they're gonna lock in. Indiana's not going to shoot 46% from three or whatever it is. There will be some defensive adjustment from Oklahoma City. There's going to be a lot of back and forth in this series, and Oklahoma City's going to get game two. Now, if you told me that, hey, they were just shell-shocked, and they came out flat, and Indiana threw an early haymaker, and Oklahoma City just never got off the mat, I wouldn't be shocked by that at all either. But I'm leaning toward giving the 68-win team the benefit of the doubt that they're going to bounce back.
56-39 was the rebounding differential in favor of Indiana last night. The shooting percentages all went Indiana's way. Again, this is a game that they did not lead until there were 0.3 seconds left
Insane.
On the clock. And they hit seven more threes than the Thunder did. The Thunder shot 16 more times than the Pacers did.
Do you think there's anything to the... And that's part of why I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma City kind of falls apart.
Yeah, none
now.
Of these stats make sense.
Right, because like you look at the stats as like, dude, we played great. Or we outplayed them in all these ways and just like still lost. But what you had just mentioned, the three-point shooting and the numbers. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Three-point shooting, rebounding, like all of the... The Pacers just, they hit shots. They took less of them. They turned the ball over so many times. Like, you know, when you talk about adjustments, one, Mark Dagnall is an interesting coach. He made that change, and I'm not sure why.
The Casein Wallace in the starting lineup one?
Yeah, he made that change, and you wonder, does okay, does he flip the script? Does he not go small in the second in game two? This is the same coach who fouled at the end of the Denver game that kind of left everybody like a little bit confused. That opened the door for Denver to win that one and left people wondering about, you know, whether or not Denver was going to knock off the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he overcoaches or overthinks? There's something to that, maybe.
I don't think so.
I'm not against that thought.
It's not like a strong take right now, but kind of seen a couple of things.
I'm not ready to go there quite yet. I just think they have a lot of weapons in their arsenal. I don't think that this is Mark Daigneault. Like, I don't know what the answer is here. I'm just going to try everything.
Well, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's one of those.
He's kind of outsmarting himself.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, Mike Brown did this a lot, where he would, and that's what would have said to start this conversation is, I didn't think Oklahoma City would try to adjust to play to Indiana. I thought they would force the Pacers to adjust to them. And to me, the Thunder going small is adjusting to Indiana. You're going small to keep pace. You're going small to be faster. You're going small to get up and down the floor, which is what Indiana does best. And I would have expect Mark Daigneault to march out a lineup that's won 68 games with him, or whatever version of the lineup. He's obviously had to put some different guys out there throughout the season, but put out the lineup that won, you know, most of those 68 games for him and go, yo, we're in the championship. Beat us.
Mm-hmm.
Beat us the way we play.
Yeah, and maybe you see that game too. Maybe this was a like really classic feel-out game of, yeah, we're going to start Cason Wallace. We're going to give AJ Mitchell some minutes. Chet, you're going to play 24 minutes.
It's the LeBron James line. Like, LeBron is the only one who said it out loud. People laughed at him. A lot of teams, coaches, players, stars, they're trying to figure things out in game one.
Steve Kerr is notorious for that. Like, this is we don't need to win game one. We need to win for the next six after game one.
Yeah.
And we're going to use game one to try and figure out how we're going to do it. So I'm not. That might be the case.
It doesn't mean you're
throwing
away game one either. It means you're trying to feel the game out a little bit, or your opponent out a little bit.
Yeah, you're saying, what does this look like when we start Cason Wallace?
Right.
What does this look like when Isaiah Hartenstein's off the bench? How do we match up these ways? And how do they respond to it? When we push this button, how do they react? I also think, speaking of coaching, this has been one of the storylines here. Rick Carlisle's awesome.
Oh, he's tremendous. He's fantastic.
He's just one of those guys who's just been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the one title, and I have not. I don't keep up with Rick Carlisle. Sorry.
Well, shame on you.
I know, I'm just a real piece. And then you just like, oh, this is another team he's taken to the finals. Oh, and you see how hard they play night in and night out, and they have a very clear identity, and they've developed all these players, and they found all these players that fit the system, or they fit the system to the players. Again, I don't know enough about Rick Carlisle to know exactly, but. Man, that was a masterclass last night.
Yeah, it was tremendous. I asked yesterday, and shout out to Leezy. He's got this clip floating around social media today. Which of the two stars has the most to gain from winning the NBA Finals? Tyrese Haliburton or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Haliburton, for sure, I think. Because SGA's got the MVP. He's got the scoring title. Everybody knows. SGA and the Thunder are going to be around, and they've been around, right?
Does losing the finals take anything away from what he accomplished this year?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
Because I think this is a unique situation where, like, you have a fun story if it's like Tyrese versus Steph, or Tyrese versus LeBron, or I'm trying to work with a conference that actually matches. So
Tyrese versus KD.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right. And you it's like, Ty knocked off the big dog. Like, okay. Yeah, okay. This is, people love the passing of the torch line, right? And Tyrese takes that ascension, and Steph gives him the, all right, man, or the, you know, LeBron gives him the
literal
dap
passing
up,
of the torch.
Nice little tweet afterwards, and, oh, it's your league, son, just like Tim Duncan did to LeBron James. Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, that works. Here, you have two young guys going at it. Like, you have two. Like, when you create, you know, tiers of the young stars in the league.
My idea. I do that.
You do. You are a tier guy. Uh-huh. Kyle Mattson created the tiers. It's on his Wikipedia page. Inventor of tiers. And Tyrese, probably, like, if I'm using the Kyle Mattson tier structure,
thank you,
it's probably SGA, mm-hmm, Wemby, mm-hmm, and maybe Anthony Edwards. That's tier one.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
start.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
An argument, but I might remove one from there.
Okay.
Two, Tyrese leads that group. Tyrese knocks off SGA. To me, he's ascended up to that tier of young stars. And
my immediate reaction to that is no, he doesn't. But I think it's because of the way he plays.
My immediate reaction is you're wrong.
I think, and again, thinking about it for 10 seconds, I also think I'm wrong.
Great.
I'm on the fence on this one. No. Okay. No, here's it. I think you're right, because my immediate reaction is, well, I mean, he was bad last night though. And he hit the game winner, but it's the way he plays, it's the way he impacts the game. He doesn't impact the game the way SGA does. And SGA is just such this singular force. He's going to give you 30 plus a night, and he's going to get to the free throw line. He's going to do all this stuff. He's so hard to guard. Oh my God. And he's going to do. And then there's Tyrese Halliburton, who is so good that Andrew Nembhard is now a thing. And Aaron Nesmith is now a thing. Mm-hmm. And they're maximizing Miles Turner, and Pascal Siakam fits seamlessly. I think it's so easy to put players around Tyrese Halliburton, because Tyrese Halliburton is such a singular force offensively in a different way than Shea is. And it's hard to go, oh yeah, he's in there, Anthony Edwards, Shea Gildas-Alexander, Wemby, those guys, because they're just like, they're the dude. And Ty is that dude, but in the way that he involves everybody else.
Do the numbers matter as much come playoff time, just given Tyrese is there when it's time to win? Like, yeah, it's
the
like,
numbers, like the numbers, like
the first three quarters, or like, yeah, like first three quarters or three and a half, whatever you want to call it. He's only taken 8 shots, no. But it's like, he's still the reason why they're winning at the end. So it's like, kind of like, that's kind of what matters, you know?
Yeah, it to me, it doesn't. It absolutely
like people
will
talk like superstars, and no, he's got to be getting 25, but come playoff time, if he's the reason why they're getting fuller every round.
Can you lead your team to a win?
Yeah, and to me, this is why box score watching is really tough, because Ty last night, 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, had 10 boards, 6 assists, 14 points and 3 turnovers. His ability to create open shots or to get that hockey assist where he's, you know, manipulating a defender this way to get this pass up here to swing to the corner or whatever it is, I think just creates so many good looks for the Pacers that, yeah, the box score stats, if you're really watching, don't matter.
Appreciate you as always, Kyle Madsen, the Insiders. Of course, you can check out his 49er-centric podcast, Candlestick Chronicles, as well, and all of his great writing over at NinersWire.com. Kyle Madsen, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here at 10 a.m. on Monday. We'll come back. We've got a lot more to talk about with the NBA Finals and the NBA as well. I think Leezy is lurking around here. I know he's got some takes he's ready to fire off. Phone lines are open for you, 916-909-1320. Steeler and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Great stuff from Kyle Madsen there. Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Obviously, KC's out today. A couple of things I do want to touch on before we dive back into this game. Number one, Steeler and KC will be back at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, coming up on Friday night, June 20th, we're going to be back at Sky River Casino for our first ever a night with D'Lo and KC. Starts at 7 o'clock. The show will not be streamed. The show will not be on the radio. This is a live show exclusive for the people who can come out. That's why we told you we were going to share some stories that we haven't shared before.
For those who might be wondering, because I'm totally tapped in everything we do, are we doing a show from 12 to 4 that day, or are we just doing the Sky River?
Oh, no, we're definitely doing a show 12 to 4 that day.
Knew that, so shout out to the chat house, anyone who didn't know that.
Yeah, we are definitely doing a show from 12 to 4 that day, but we're going to leave here, head out to Sky River Casino Friday night, June 20th, 32 Brew Street, our first ever A Night with D'Lo and KC, and we're going to talk. We were swinging for the fences. We're at strike one.
Tell people you won't be there and it's just KC and friends? People just kind of spawn up that way.
Yeah, like Hall of Famers will just show up to 32 Brew Street and, you know, for some chicken tenders.
Dusty Baker just happens to be gambling that night. I'll go talk to you guys.
Dusty? Go talk to
you. You'll be there. We're just going to tell everyone you're not.
Yeah.
Luke Wood, when'd you get here?
Happens pretty regularly. That should have been the move before I sent the email. Like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there. But if you could pull up to Sky River Casino on June 20th, that would be great. One, we'll open up the floor for questions. Two, we'll tell a few stories that we've promised and just didn't want to do it on the air. So we'll tell those stories on June 20th, 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino, 7 o'clock. We're going to be out on the patio. It is going to be a great, great, great night. Hopefully you guys can come out. We've been begging to do something that wasn't during the 12 to 4 hours, that wasn't a live show, that wasn't during the workout, all of that stuff. And we've finally been able to pull this off. So June 20, 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun. Sky River Casino. Leezy going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Boy, I know. You know,
I can't wait.
I could just leave if you want me to.
No!
I know you. Leezy.
Yeah.
Your feelings are hurt.
Oh, my feelings are hurt.
I think they are.
Oh, well, explain.
Ty's your boy.
Oh, yes.
Ty's your boy.
Been my boy.
He's not here anymore.
We had to accept it.
Well, yeah.
It's hard.
We did.
And it's so hard to say goodbye.
You've dug up the video. Don't ever cross the video guy. He's got him all archived.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. Like, because I remember that day.
I couldn't believe when you posted that video. I was like, man, we were at home when Tyrese got traded.
Yeah. Yep.
That was the home era of D'Lo and KC.
I feel bad, D'Lo. I posted it twice. Posted it last That's series right. and this series.
That's
you know,
all right.
I feel bad.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but a lot of things you guys were saying at the time was true, man. Like, at the time, you go back, Kings were at a rough point, and they wanted to balance out the roster. I get it. You know you trade for an all-star. I get it. But I was just always frustrated because it's so hard. Like, it's so hard seeing a team give up on a young talent like that, you know? Like, it would be like today if, like, oh, the Sixers just gave up on Jared McCann because they got Tyrese Maxey. It's like, yo, let these guys cook. Let's see what they can do. Give them time.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's hard just going back, looking at that stuff. I was even looking at my old YouTube channel of me talking about it. And and just some of the promise that was the glimmers of hope that was there for Tyrese. Like, people say, oh, Fox and Tyrese, they couldn't play together. You go back, you look at some of the numbers, they were doing pretty good. Tyrese was third in rookie of the year voting behind LaMelo and Ant. Mm-hmm. Like, there was glimmers there that of his potential.
You know what was funny about this might come across a certain way.
What's up?
That Tyrese and De'Aaron stuff, like, oh, they can't play together, they can't play together.
Oh yeah.
I've begun to wonder who started that narrative.
I don't know.
I'm not asking anybody to answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm beginning to wonder, based on information that wasn't available at the time.
Oh yeah.
Who started that conversation? And I've I mean, there are people within, James will dispute this. Mm-hmm. But I have heard from sources I've used to report stuff.
Yeah.
That the Pacers absolutely asked about De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
That it wasn't that they were out there looking to move Tyrese Haliburton, that there was a feeling that they had two players at a single position that they thought they could maximize one or the other if one or the other wasn't here. Okay. And everyone's like, no, Tyrese's contract, the rookie deal, the player that you get. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I completely get that. And that makes all of the sense in the world. I just don't think it was a single person conversation. I don't think it was a call. Hey, we've got Tyrese. What do you think? I do not think that's how this went.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that that's not how this went. Mm-hmm. I don't know who ultimately made the decision, whether it was Sacramento or whether it was Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know. But
well, not trying to cut you off, but you can go back and look it up. Rick Carlisle was a big fan of Haliburton even before he mm-hmm. was on the Pacers. There's quotes out there of him saying, oh, I think Tyrese should be rookie of the year, this and that, X, Y, and Z, before he even put
Remember
on the
that.
Pacers uniform.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget, like, I just wear a shirt that says the insiders. I'm not an insider. But I feel like all this started back during the Ben Simmons thing when Daryl Morey was looking to move Ben Simmons because all that fallout, and then they were hitting up Sacramento. We didn't know who was going, Tyrese, Fox. There was rumors. They wanted both. It was just getting crazy. And I think that's when all this kind of got kickstarted for me, but I don't know.
Who knows, man? Who knows? For me, I just enjoy watching Tyrese Haliburton. He's a fantastic ball player, and I'm not one of those sports media people who can't go, yeah, I think I missed on this one.
That's okay.
I did not think Tyrese could close games like this.
Yeah.
I did not think Tyrese could lead a potential championship team.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think that you could argue back and forth about whether he or Pascal Siakam are the best player on that team. That doesn't matter to me. Tyrese Haliburton is the leader of that basketball team.
Yes.
I did not think he could lead an NBA Finals basketball team. I was wrong on that.
Yeah.
I never thought he'd shoot enough to be a guy you'd have to fear with the ball in his hands late in the game. And last night in a game where you could make an argument, he didn't shoot enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had the ball in his hands at the end of the game, and he closed it out.
Yeah, he was ready for that moment.
He absolutely was, man.
And that's always been a thing with Ty. That's probably why he ended up getting traded. Like, even when he was here, there was times where we wanted him to shoot more and be more aggressive. At the time, it was a little bit harder with that roster and his place because he was so new to the league. But, yeah, seeing him on the Pacers now, he's really the engine for that team. Like, yeah, there might be nights where he's not making a lot of shots, but he's making the right passes. Last night, if you look at it, the Pacers were dominating the boards. Tyrese had 10 of them. You know, so he does all the little intangible things, I feel like, that separates him or makes him a great player, you know?
Lost in all of this, and rightfully so. This is the Pacers' day. This is Ty's day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, game two is coming up this weekend, but Shea had 38.
Yes. Shea can still
had
get down.
38 last night. He was 3 of 6 from 3, 7 of 8 from the line. Like, he was Shea. He was the MVP last night.
That's the thing. That's what's getting lost in all of this. Like, yeah, Haliburton hit a great shot, but still SGA, he showed why he's the MVP. He played great. He had a good game. You know, it's funny, D'Lo, one thing I wanted to ask you about, a lot of people say, oh, Tyrese Haliburton, he's not a superstar. And SGA, he doesn't get that same thing. People see SGA, he's like, oh, he's MVP, he's a superstar. But I can't think of any big moments that he's had in comparison to Halley, you know? Like, he's obviously a great player, but when you talk about a superstar, you think about a signature moment. I don't feel like he has one yet. Do you? Like, obviously, defeating the Nuggets was big for him.
He has the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I get absolutely what you're saying. Like, you know, even in an MVP season, you have, you know, signature moments. Mm-hmm. Jokic has like 50, 30, like he has absurd, like Wilt Chamberlain stat line games. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson has, Russell Westbrook has that game against Denver.
Oh, yeah.
James Harden had a absurd, like, 49-20 stat line the year he won the MVP.
Dame Lillard.
Steph had 50 of them. Yeah. Dame's never won an MVP, though.
No,
like, with
no.
In an MVP season, you normally have, like, a signature moment. SGA had a, like, a he just was so great all year. You got, I wonder if we just got used to it.
I think so. I think, like, hardcore basketball people that watch, we're just used to it. Like, we've seen it coming. But then, like, people who aren't really tapped in, who aren't watching the Oklahoma City Thunder, just like, well, you know, they didn't catch it.
Shea's been 30 points per game for the last three seasons.
Man. Wow. Did he lead the league in scoring last year?
No, it doesn't have him highlighted on Pro Basketball Reference. So, no, he was second in MVP voting last year.
Hmm. I know Joe. I think Joel led the league in scoring one of these last couple of years, but I can't really remember how many games Joel played that year.
Well, last year could have been Jokic, no?
Oh, maybe. I don't think Jokic has ever led the league in scoring. No. Nah. He scores just enough, but then he has, like, all of his other stat lines are just, like, he's absurd.
He's got to get his assists and his rebounds in. He's not just scoring, you know?
And he does
Oh,
it,
yeah, he's not even close.
Yeah.
He did win MVP last year, though.
Right. Yeah. Nah, he does it.
Yeah.
But the brilliance of both of these players is on display.
You know, hey, D'Lo, just an old thing we were talking about. We talked about this a few weeks ago, like who had the most to gain from these playoffs. And right now it's looking like Ty. Because, like, he's throughout his whole career, people have just underestimated him, from the trade to him being a wannabe all-star from Wally Szczerbiak to the overrated thing, which gets played up a little bit. But I feel like if he wins this, it will, like, solidify him. Because there's still a lot of people still skeptical, even though he's hit all these game winners and had these big moments and has stepped up to the moment when needed. I think this would just certify him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.